A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Chof Vav. Baba Basra 126a. Pagination is 251. Starting from the middle of the page, the end of the line has the two dots, and then we begin in the beginning of the line. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi said, B'chor shenot al chele kepashut viter. A firstborn who took his portion in the division as if he was an ordinary child, meaning he only took one portion instead of two. Vitar is that he forgave, he's foregoing, he's agreeing not to take the extra portion. My vitar, what are the ramifications of this vitar? Rav Papa Mishmei Durava Omar Viter Ba'osa Sode. Rav Papa said that he understood from Rava that it's only going to be applicable to the one field that's under discussion at this time for division, but that when it comes to other fields, he can still invoke his Bechor firstborn rights. Rav Papi Mishmei Durava Omar, Rav Papi understood from Rava, Viter B'chol Anachosim Kulan, that if on the first occasion he lets it go, then it's considered an acknowledgement, a foregoing on all of the property. It's more than a precedent, it's binding. And that's the way we paskin. We'll see how it plays out. Rav Papa Mishmei Durava Amar Viter Ba'osa Sade. Rav Papa, in the name of Rava, said it's only in that field. Kosavar, he holds, Ein lo lebechor kodem chaluka. The Bechor has nothing until it's divided. And therefore, what he did over here has no effect on other portions that are not currently being divided. Rav Papi Mishmei Durava Amar Viter B'chol Anachosim Kulan, and Rav Papi, who holds that it's a foregoing on all of the property, and he won't get any firstborn rights because he's forgiving it. Kasava Yesh Lo LeBechor Kodem Chaluka. Rav Papi holds that it's all active even before the division. It's a gift, and he's declining the gift of the second portion. And once he forgives it without explanation, it's considered that he's forgiving it in its entirety. One big gift, and he's declining. The Gemara explains that this ruling of Rava, that Rav Papi and Rav Papa debated in understanding what the Bechor is doing, when he forgives, is he forgiving everything or just what's in front of us, was based on a different ruling of Rava, and from that they extrapolated their conclusions. Rava was talking about whether the firstborn has access, so to speak, to his extra portion right away or not. And the case was that he sold it. Does he have the ability to sell it before the division takes place? If yes, then we see that his portion is active as a gift right away, and therefore if he forgives, it's applicable because it's all in front of him right now. If he goes ahead and tries to sell and it's not a good sale, so we see that the portion of the firstborn is not active until they actually address the division, and therefore it was not in front of him at the time of his first foregoing, because each field is on its own merit, and therefore his forgiving would only apply to what's in front of us at this time and not affect all the other fields. On the first wide line, V'hadra papi v'rav papa lav beferish itmar ela mechlala itmar. This that Rav Papi and Rav Papa are quoting from Rava, it wasn't said explicitly on a case of foregoing his second portion. it's being extrapolated from a case, as we explained, where he tried to sell that extra portion. Da'hu b'char, there was a firstborn. Da'azel zaven nichse didei ude pashut. There was a firstborn who went ahead and sold his portion and the portion of the ordinary brothers, the ones who are getting a single portion. Now, just as an aside, it's not so unusual. Part of the role of a bechor might very well be to be the gadol habayis, the leader of the house, and he took initiative, but it was misplaced initiative. It's a division that has to yet take place between him and the brothers. And in any case, he went ahead and tried to sell. Ozel yasmi b'nei pashut l'meichal tamri. The orphans who were getting an ordinary portion, their fathers were the children of the deceased, and they expected their family to get an ordinary portion, they went into this field. It's still Tfusas Habayis, it's collectively owned by the family, and they went into the field expecting to eat some dates. Mehana Lukuchos, from what is now in the possession of the buyers, Mechonehu, and the buyers hit them, get out of my field. Amri Luhu Kurovim, so the relatives of these children, descendants of the deceased, entered the picture, and they said, Lo Mistaya Dizavintinhu, it's not enough Linechsayu, that there was a sale here that took place on their property without their permission. What a chutzpah. Elamimcha nami mechisaluhu. But when they show up, you hit them. In other words, this sale is absurd. Who gave you permission to sell, to buy? What's going on over here? Asulakame de Rava. They came with the case in front of Rava, who Rav Papa and Rav Papi were extrapolating from this ruling. And Rava said, Amaluhu, lo asav lo klum, is nothing. Mar sovar, one opinion held, lo asa klum bipalga, nothing was done in a portion, meaning the portion of the regular that has to be divided still. And that is not going to be a good sale. But on the portion of the firstborn, hey, you could sell your firstborn. It's a gift to you. You could do what you want. And that's the opinion of Rav Papi, that everything is in front of us. And if he's mochel, if he's viter, if he forgives and forgoes, then it's going to be applicable to everything. Just like he could sell his portion of firstborn, so he could forego it, and it's an active act because it's in front of us. Umar sava bekulhu, and the other opinion holds that when Rava says it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It doesn't work in anything, and that's Rav Papa's ruling, that only as we divide does the extra portion become active, and if he foregoes at any time, it's only on what's in front of us, but not globally on the entire estate. The Gemara tells us, Shalchu mitam, there was a message that was sent, Bechor shemochar kodem chaluka lo asa klum, that a Bechor that tries to sell before the division is nothing, Alma ein lo lebechor kodem chaluka, which would mean that the Bechor has nothing until the division, and therefore his foregoing only applies as we divide it. But that's not how we paskin. V'hilchasa, the halacha is, yesh lebechor kodem chaluka. Like Rav Papi, that a bechor gets before the division. It's a gift. Matana karye rachmana. It's a gift, and it's his, even before the inheritance is divided. Therefore, a bechor should certainly be very careful from the beginning, after the father passes, that he's entitled to two portions, he should be very careful. No matter what it is that they're dividing, he should make sure that he always makes it clear that he wants his second portion. Because if they start the division and he indicates that he doesn't want the second portion, even though in his mind it was only a small field, of course, when we get to the big field, then I'm going to take a double portion, he can't do that because it's giving the impression of vitar, that he's forgoing. If he wants to protect himself, the Mechaber writes, Simen Resh Ayin Ches Se'if Tes, Omar Befnei Shnayim, if he says in front of two people he needs witnesses, Anovim Elu She'ani Cholek Im Och Achai B'Shove, these grapes that I'm dividing with my brothers equally, Lo Mipnei She'machalti Chelek Bechora, not because I'm forgiving on my firstborn portion, but whatever we're doing over here on the grapes is an isolated event. Harezu macha'o, that's considered an objection, velovitar, and he would not be foregoing b'sha'or nechasim in the rest of the property. This word macha'o, you may recall from the case of a person who finds someone else on his field, he's supposed to make a macha'a, an objection. And if he does that within 3 years, the general rules are that that macha'a is an objection, as long as he's doing it within 3 years, and it notifies the person to keep his paperwork. So over here also, we have something that's going on. If you don't say anything, it's as if you're acquiescing, you're agreeing. But if you make your macha'a, then you're protected. And that's what would be required, because we paskin, it's like a matana, it's a gift, it's all active right now. And whatever he does now gives indications on the entire gift. And therefore, he should make sure to make his macha'a as they begin. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.